So, what do you think?
Wow.
A negligee.
It's for you, right?
It's for both of us. Don't go away.
Don't worry, there's not enough blood left in my legs to go anywhere.
He starts to strip.
Hey, it's Charlie. Do your thing when you hear the beep.
Listen, you lousy SOB, I will not be treated like this. Either you call me, or you are going to be very, very sorry. I love you, Monkey Man.
Charlie? Who is that?
Damn telemarketers.
A telemarketer who calls you Monkey Man.
I'm on some weird list. Okay, it's a woman I went out with once. She got a little clingy.
You are a bad, bad boy.
And yet, you're always the one getting spanked. Jeez.
Hey, it's Charlie. Do your thing when you hear the beep.
Charlie, it's Alan, your brother. No big deal. Just wanted to touch base. My wife threw me out, and I'm kind of losing the will to live. So when you get a chance, I'd really love to... Oh, I don't know.
Hey, Alan, I'm sorry to hear about that. So we're going to go to a hotel?
Wow.
She's in the negligee. Huh?
Well, yeah, I guess you could stay here. Okay. I'll see you when you get here. We better hurry.
As they get on the bed, Alan comes in, closing his cell phone. Charlie glares at him.
Oh, is she staying over? Because I may have parked behind her.
2½ men. In the living room, Charlie's slumped on the couch, drinking. Alan paces around.
12 years, and she just throws me out. I mean, what was the point of our wedding vows? You know, till death do us part. Who died? Not me, not her.
How did you get in my house?
Okay, Charlie, the key in the fake rock only works if it's among other rocks. Not sitting on your welcome mat.
Excuse me, but if you put the fake rock in with a bunch of other rocks, it's impossible to find when you're drunk.
Yeah, you know, I'm a good husband. I'm faithful.
Is she?
Is she what?
Faithful.
Don't be ridiculous. I mean, Judith doesn't even like sex. I mean, all she kept saying was she feels suffocated, you know? She kept going on and on. I'm suffocating, I'm suffocating. I mean, what does that mean? You know, has a woman ever said that to you?
Well, yeah. But not a woman who doesn't like sex.
And Jake, this could just destroy Jake.
Jake?
My son.
Oh, yeah, teenagers are pretty sophisticated these days.
He's 10.
Charlie, I'm going to go.
Oh, no.
You two need to talk. I'll call you tomorrow. I'm sorry to hear about you and your wife.
Oh, come on. You leaving isn't going to bring them back together again.
She blows a kiss and goes.
Look, okay, this is just until things settle out. A couple of days max. She will come to her senses.
Yeah, that's what women do. Look, you can have the guest room. I'll grab some sheets.
Oh, that's okay. I brought my own.
You brought your own sheets?
I like my sheets.
Okay, then, good night.
No, wait, Charlie. I mean, we hardly ever talk to each other.
What do you want to talk about, Alan?
I don't know. I was named Chiropractor of the Year by the San Fernando Valley Chiropractic Association.
Okay, then, good night.
No, Charlie, what about you? What's going on with you?
Well, Alan, there's not much to say. I make a lot of money for doing very little work. I sleep with beautiful women who don't ask about my feelings. I drive a Jag, I live at the beach, and sometimes in the middle of the day, for no reason at all, I like to make myself a big pitcher of margaritas and take a nap out on the sun deck.
Huh. Okay, then good night, Charlie.
Good night.
When they're gone, the neighbor, Rose, comes to the window.
Good night, Monkey Man.
Sultry, dark-haired Rose presses her hands against the glass. Next morning, Charlie slowly opens his eyes and sees Jake staring at him.
Boy, is your eye red.
You should see it from in here. What are you doing here, Jake?
My mom brought me. Will you take me swimming in the ocean?
Can we talk about it after my head stops exploding?
Why is your head exploding?
Well, I drank a little too much wine last night.
If it makes you feel bad, why do you drink it?
Nobody likes a wise ass, Jake.
You have to put a dollar in the swear jar. You said ass.
Tell you what, here's 20. That should cover me till lunch.
Alan's with Judith.
Now, what I think you need to do is to make a list. On one side, put what you don't like about our marriage, and on the other side, what you do.
Alan, sometimes when I think about coming home to you, I start crying in my car.
Okay, that would probably go on the don't side.
Why would I lie? The ocean is closed today.
For God's sake, Charlie, do you think you could put some pants on?
Look at me, Judy. I could barely make it down the stairs.
Charlie, could you and Jake,
Yeah, come on, kid. We'll have breakfast out on the deck.
I already had breakfast.
Okay, we'll have lunch.
Not lunchtime.
Charlie gestures.
That's his head exploding.
Judith, I can change.
Oh, please, Alan. You are the most rigid, inflexible, obsessive, anal-retentive man I've ever met.
Rigid and inflexible. Don't you think that's a little redundant?
Sitting out on the deck, Jake watches Charlie pour himself a drink. Charlie, wearing dark glasses, raises his glass to Jake and drinks.
My mom and dad are splitting up.
Yeah, looks that way. You're lucky. When I was your age, I could only dream about my parents splitting up.
Your mom is my grandma.
Yep.
Grandma says you're a bitter disappointment.
Hey, sport. Your mom wants to say goodbye. Listen, he doesn't know anything about what's going on, so let's just keep this to ourselves.
Our little secret. Why is she saying goodbye to him?
Well, she's going to be spending the weekend with her sister in Vegas. So we decided that Jake would stay with me.
With you?
Well, with us.
I'm hungry.
Is this going to be a problem?
Charlie stares at Jake, who's wearing a fixed, cheesy grin.
I guess not.
Thanks. Hey, listen, I've got to call my office. Would you mind making him lunch?
Charlie looks again, Jake still grinning.
Sure.
Thanks.
Alan goes and Charlie gets up.
What are you smiling about?
You don't have any food.
Yeah, but I'm not the one who's hungry. Who's smiling now, Shorty?
In the supermarket.
You drink milk?
Just with cereal.
Okay.
Not that milk. That milk.
What's the difference?
That's Dairy Farm. We drink Dairy Barn.
Fine. Happy?
Why would I be happy? It's just milk.
Cute. Keep it up. You'll be on one of the cartons.
They walk round to the next aisle. Charlie pushes the trolley.
Okay, cereal. We got Lucky Charms, Cocoa Puffs, Frosted Flakes, Maple Loops.
I want Maple Loops. It's got oats and corn and wheat. It's the sweetest breakfast treat.
It's Maple, Maple, Maple-licious. You know who wrote that song? Your Uncle Charlie wrote that.
No lie.
Kid, if I was gonna lie, I'd say I wrote Stairway to Heaven, not the Maple Loops song.
An attractive young woman comes up.
You two are really good together.
Thank you.
So does your wife sing too?
No, I'm not married.
What a shame.
Transfixed, Charlie watches her go.
Wow. You're even better than a dog.
Yes, this is Alan Harper. Yes, my wife and I need to cancel our marriage counseling appointment for this afternoon. Yes, well, something came up. Well, it's kind of personal. I mean, I know the point of these things.
He turns to see Rose at the window.
I've got to go. Hello?
Is Charlie home?
No, I'm Charlie's brother. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, Charlie's brother. I'm Rose. I'm Charlie's housekeeper.
So you're a housekeeper?
Well, a housekeeper slash actress slash hand model. I just do this to keep the wolf from the door. Rawr! You know what I mean?
Sure, come on in.
Rose walks in tentatively.
Oh, can smell him.
Smell who?
Your brother. He has a very musky scent.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll just, let you get to work.
Oh, wait.
She goes over to Alan and sniffs him.
Oh, no, it's okay.
She shooes him away. Jake and Charlie return with the shopping.
It's got oats and corns and wheat. It's a Swedish breakfast treat. It's maple, maple, maple.
Jake, buddy, take a break. What took you so long?
We stopped for ice cream because I'm a bay magnet. Gotta take a squirt.
Alan gives Charlie a weary look.
Why do you assume he learned that from me?
Because I learned it from you.
Charlie unpacks the shopping.
Hey, thanks for cleaning up.
No, it wasn't me. Rose was here.
Rose? You let Rose into my house?
She said she was your maid.
The hell? She blew the damn cabinet shut again.
Again? You've got somebody who comes in regularly to glue your cabinets?
You've met some of the whack jobs I've gone out with. It's not that big a stretch.
Oh, so this is my fault.
Who let her in?
Oh, you are a deeply disturbed man, you know that? Move it, move it. Come on.
Oh, I'm deeply disturbed? Who showed up here in the middle of the night with his own sheets?
Hey, at least I care what I sleep on. Or should I say who I sleep on?
Hey, pal, of the two of us, I'll bet I'm the only one who slept with a married woman recently.
And isn't that something to brag about?
Seeing Evelyn, Alan pulls the cupboard handles off and tumbles to the floor.
Hi, Mom.
Later.
Do you have any idea how hurtful it is to hear about your own son's divorce on the street?
What divorce? What street?
How did you get in my house?
You stay out of this. I'm here to help your brother through a very difficult time. How could you do this to me?
Do what?
Now when I want to see my grandson, I am going to have to make an appointment with Judith, who, let's face it, was never very warm to me. And what if there's another man there, shacking up with her? Have we even stopped to consider that?
Alan stares off intensely.
I think he's considering it now, Mom.
Oh, thank you, my little angel. Oh, darling, I asked for a lemon wedge.
Jake goes.
All right, here's what you're going to do. You and Jake will come live with me. After all, I'm just rattling around in that big house all by myself.
Mom, that's very considerate, but as soon as Judith and I work things out, I'm going to be back at my own house.
Oh, sweetheart, grow up. Think about what I said. You're my son, and I'll always have room for you in my house and in my heart.
I love you too, Mom.
She very slowly turns to look at Charlie, expectantly. Eventually, he returns her gaze.
I love you too, Mom.
Too little, too late.
Alan's out to dinner with Judith.
So, Vegas was good?
It was fine. Alan, I really want to apologize for putting you through this. I was wrong to blame you for my unhappiness.
No need to apologize. What's important is that we're here and we're working on our marriage. You look great, by the way. Must be all the extra oxygen they pump into the casinos.
Alan.
And you were right. I see now that the time apart did us both a lot of good. I know I've grown. I am not that suffocating guy you threw out of the house 4.5 days ago, let me tell you that.
Alan.
And Jake's doing fine. I know you were concerned about him being around my brother, but it turns out Charlie's great with kids.
Last card, down and dirty.
Jake's watching a poker game.
King's bet.
Dollar.
I'm in.
In.
I'll see the dollar. Raise it 5.
You raised $5 on that?
I call $5.
Queens, full of nines.
Hey, kid, don't you know what a full house is?
Yeah, and I also know what a psych out is.
I love this boy.
And I think that we're going to look back on this as a new beginning for our marriage, a rebirth, a renaissance, if you will.
Alan, I think I'm gay.
Judith widens her eyes at Alan.
All right. We'll make a list. On one side, we'll put gay stuff.
I'll see you and raise you 20.
Now Jake's playing cards.
Think he's got you, pal?
He's bluffing. He always pulls a 0 and he bluffs.
Bother, Mighty Mouse. You win?
The guy pulls his ear.
Take him down.
Call you.
I hate this kid.
What the hell is going on here?
You said hell.
Throw a dollar in the pot.
What?
Hey, we all had to.
Charlie, may I speak with you privately, please?
Who steals it?
Jake, go to bed!
I'm out.
What is wrong with you? Are you insane? Do you have any sense of right and wrong?
Probably not. How was dinner?
How could you put Jake in a poker game with grown men?
I obviously can't be trusted. So, how was dinner?
I leave you alone with him for a couple of hours. I mean,
I'm just gonna keep asking, Alan.
Dinner was swell. We both had the veal piccata, and she's gay.
Wow. Most chicks won't eat veal.
Why do I even try talking to you?
Oh, come on. I'm just trying to get you to lighten up a little.
I don't need to lighten up. The world I live in is dark, dark and rainy. And you're useless in it.
Oh, really? I wasn't useless when you needed a place to stay.
Well, obviously that was a mistake.
Are you sure? Maybe we should make a list.
In Charlie's living room, there are empty beer bottles all over a side table. Charlie's sitting at his grand piano playing. Jake appears in his pajamas.
Uncle Charlie?
What's going on? Can't sleep?
No. My dad says we're moving to Grandma's tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd keep me up. Well, if it makes you feel any better, you want 80 bucks on that last hand?
85.
80. House gets a cut.
I wish my dad was as cool as you.
Don't sell your dad short. He loves you more than anything in the world. You know that, don't you?
I guess.
They wander around and stand facing each other.
How come you don't have any kids?
I don't know. Maybe because I love me more than anything in the world.
Uncle Charlie?
Yeah?
I don't want to go to Grandma's. I'd rather stay here.
Yeah, well, you're... Dad knows what's best for you.
Okay. Good night, Uncle Charlie. I love you.
He wraps his arms around Charlie's middle.
Yeah. Okay.
Charlie watches Jake wander off, smiling thoughtfully. Sometime later, Charlie's in his bedroom with his latest girlfriend.
You gotta love a kid like that. I haven't played him Stairway to Heaven, and he still liked the Maple Loop song better.
Charlie? I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. You finally got the house back to yourself. Now, do you want to talk about your nephew, or do you want to have sex?
Oh, sex. Definitely sex.
They lie on the bed, and Charlie kisses her on the lips.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah?
You ever think about having kids?
Whoa, Charlie, we got a good thing going. Can't we just leave it at that?
What are you doing? I thought we were going to have sex.
How am I supposed to have sex? Well, your biological clock is going off.
She goes to the bathroom.
Hey, it's Charlie. Do your thing when you hear the beep.
Hi, Monkey Man. I was just thinking about you and wondering why we hurt each other so much.
Rose, it's me, Monkey Man.
Charlie?
Yeah, hey, listen, let me ask you a question. Is there something inherently wrong with asking a woman you're involved with if she wants kids?
Oh, Charlie, we got a good thing going. Why do you want to mess it up?
Charlie visits Alan.
Look at you. All grown up and back living with Mom. How good do you feel about yourself right now? On a scale of 1 to 2.
I'm not back living with Mom. I'm simply staying here till Judith and I work things out.
So, 1?
What do you want, Charlie?
Well, I figured you've been here a couple of weeks. You gotta have blood in your stool by now.
Alan tenses and shakes his head.
So I thought if you and Jake wanted to come back to my place for a while, that'd be okay.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you want me to come back and live with you?
Well, truthfully, no. I want Jake to come back and live with me, but I figure you're a package deal.
Thanks, but we're doing just fine here with Mom.
Oh, come on, Alan. We can't let Jake be exposed to her on any kind of ongoing basis.
There's no ongoing basis. He's only here on weekends.
That's too much. Piranhas can strip an entire cow in an hour. Alan, we've got to get him away from her. I mean, look what happened to us.
And what happened to you?
Hi, Mom.
Charlie, you're a grown man. Perhaps it's time to stop blaming your mother for your own shortcomings. Alan, the divan is not for sitting. Charlie, get off the couch.
Uncle Charlie!
Oh, there's my good boy. And what did I tell you about yelling in the house?
Grandma, I'm suffocating.
She hugs him tightly.
Sound familiar? You're right. This madness must end. Here, I got you your own key.
In a rock. In the supermarket.
I am not comfortable with this. I mean, maybe I should go wait in the car.
You're not waiting in the car. Trust me, this is a great way to meet women.
I don't want to meet women. I'm still married.
Oh, come on, your wife's out meeting chicks. Why shouldn't you?
It's got us and corns and meat. It's the sweetest brick of street. It's maple, maple, maple-licious.
Your son is just adorable.
Oh, thank you.
You and your life partner must be so proud.
The pretty blonde woman walks off. Alan slowly turns to Charlie.
You're right. Go wait in the car.
ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men.